Blackstone Audio presents The Sisters of Glass Fairy by Kim Michelle Richardson. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. For Jeremiah and Sierra, with love always. Rock and water, taken in the abstract, fail as completely to convey any idea of their fierce embracings in the throes of a rapid, as the fire burning quietly in a drawing-room fireplace fails to convey the idea of a house wrapped and sheeted in flames. Sir William Francis Butler. Chapter 1. Every year, Mama has baked her a strawberry birthday cake, and for 2 decades now, that cake has sat on the sunshine yellow formica counter for 1 week in June, unsliced. The plump pink roses atop the creamy home-churned icing with powdered sugar-coated berries, beckoning another year for Patsy to return home, mocking her silence, her absence. "Flannery, I just know this is the year," Mama said in that summer of 1972. "How come, Mama?" Every person in Glass Fairy, Kentucky, in all of Wolfson County even, for every year since 1952, knew 61-year-old Jean Butler had been saying these same things until another cake went stale and got tossed in the garbage. "I just know it," Mama insisted. "I can feel it somehow, in my bones, in this sweet June air. This is the year we'll slice Patsy's cake, all three of us." Mama quieted, and Flannery emptied the box of pink birthday candles onto the table and began counting them to put on the cake. More than once, the house awakened and popped, distracting Flannery from her tally. Breezes pushed through the screen door, slapping at darkened halls and sneaking into dusty corners of the century-old two-story. The bones of the house groaned and creaked like tired homes do from time to time, growled low like it was pushing something away with a warning, like it knew something bad was about to slip inside and soil the sugar-dusted air. Flannery rubbed at the tightness building in her neck. Mama had always said houses knew things before people did, knows things only the soul knows, and that homes like theirs could feel things same as a dog catches the silent clamors lost to the human ear. "Grab the napkins, Flannery," Mama reminded, scattering the choir of airy protests. Flannery shrugged off her apprehension and crossed over to the sideboard. Sloping floorboards dipped, rasping under her feet. She hadn't been back to Glass Fairy in a year.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?